Today's daf is Shabbos daf Pei Zayin. We are 15 lines from the bottom of daf Pei Vav Amid Beis Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yitzchak Elio ben Chaya Sara, Avram Kadesh ben Malka Bela, Avram Yekasil ben Gittel, Rafal Chaim Shayosha ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basia, Baruch Tzvi ben Shloim Misfega, Chaim ben Yom Mordechai ben Ida, Yael Bas Bela, Chizki Yishloim Ziskin ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi ben Chana Henela, and Yerachmiel Tzvi Moisha ben Chana. Today's daf is also being learned. Ilu Nishmas Yichil Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalo, Shloim Zev ben Avram Yitzchak, and Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Elchanan. So yesterday we began the first of four dafin that deal with Zman Matan Teiraseinu. Deal with the events leading up to Kabbalah Satoira and the events of Kabbalah Satoira itself. The context in which we got into this sugya was rather obscure. Mishnah discussed a halacha about a woman that's Poiletes Shichva Zera. Shichva Zera, Keri, we know is Matama. The question is, how long after the Tashmish, do we say that if a woman would be Peileta Shichva Zera, would the Shichva Zera have the ability to be Metamer? And we saw it was a major Machloikis Tanoim, which really hinged upon another Machloikis Tanoim. And that is a proper understanding of the week leading up to Maimed Har Sinai. One of the things that Hashem told Moshe to tell the Yidden before they were Mekabel the Torah was Al Tikshu El Isha. The men were not allowed to be with their wives. The reason is because if they'd be Tashmish, they would be Tumah, and the Yidden had to be Tahirim when they stood at the foot of Har Sinai when they were Mekabel Torah. As a result, Al Tikshu El Isha. And the question is, what day or how many days prior to the actual Kabbalah HaTorah did Hashem tell the Yidden Al Tikshu El Isha? Was it 2 days before? Was it 3 days before? How about in terms of oinois? How many oinois was it? And it's based on the answer to that question that will determine the question of the Mishnah, and that is, a woman that's Peileta Shichva Zera, up until how long will we say that the Shichva Zera that she's Peiletas will be Metamher? Either way, yesterday's daf dealt with the more technical halacha of minayin lepeileta shichva zera b'yom ha'shlishi shi'tmeya. Today's daf is going to get more into understanding the week leading up to Kabbalah HaTorah. For that, we need a little bit of an introduction. An introduction simply of psukim that were mava sedra, the days leading up to Kabbalah HaTorah. So we know that the Yidden left Mitzrayim on Tes Vav Nisan. They were Mekabel the Torah on either Vav Sivan or Zion Sivan, as we saw a little bit in yesterday's daf, and we're going to see more about today's daf. So there was approximately 49-50 days that transpired from when the Yidden left Mitzrayim up until they were Mekabel the Torah. And a lot happened during those 7 weeks. The sea was split, they were finally rid and done with the Egyptians, they got the mon, they were in Mara where they got some mitzvahs, eventually they arrived at Midbar Sinai, and eventually they were ready to be Mekabel the Torah. And the psukim in Parshas Beshalach and the beginning of Parshas Yisroel talk about the trials and tribulations of the Yidden during that short period of time. So today's daf really picks up in Parshas Yisroel. It's the Kriyas HaTorah of the first day of Shavuos. It's Revi'i, it's Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Aleph. The Pasuk says, "Bachidish Hashlishi Litzeis Bnei Yisrael Mi Eretz Mitzrayim Bayoyim Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai." So this was the third month after Yidden left Mitzrayim. Yidden left Mitzrayim in Nisan Iyar Sivan. Rish Chodesh Sivan, the Yidden arrive at Midbar Sinai. Vayisu Mirafidim Vayavoyo Mi Midbar Sinai. Now where had they been prior? Meaning, where were the Yidden before they arrived at Midbar Sinai? They were in a city called Rafidim. What happened in Rafidim? They fought against Amalek. That's the very end of Parshas Beshalach. So the Yidden go from Rafidim, they arrive at the Sinai Desert, Midbar Sinai. This is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Vayachanu b'Midbar, vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar. And they encamped to the east of the mountain where they would be Mekabel the Torah. Says the Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu went up He ascended the mountain. When Moshe was on top of the mountain, he hears a voice, and it was the voice of Hashem. And the voice of Hashem told Moshe, I have a message I want you to go down to deliver to the Jews. You saw all the miracles that happened when I took you out of Mitzrayim. I carried you on the wings of eagles. I brought you to me. Now, I'm making you an offer that I don't think you can refuse. And that is, if you're going to accept the Torah that I'm going to offer you, you'll be a chosen nation. I have a right to do that. And then Hashem told Moshe, Eila hadvar, says Rashi, this is exactly the message I want you to deliver. The pasuk continues, it says, Vayavar Moshe, Vayikra lezikne ya'am. So Moshe Rabbeinu calls the elders of the nation. He calls everybody. And he relayed the message. And he gave over exactly what Hashem told him to give over. All the people were there. And in unison, they got up. Naser, not Naser and Ishma, but they said Naser. Vayosha Moshe is Divrei Yom Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu heard what the Yidden said. He was very excited to go back to Hashem to deliver the message. The pasuk continues and says, Vayom Hashem Moshe, Hini Anoichi Boy Lecho Ba'avonon. I want you to now go back and tell the Yidden that because they said Naser, so we're going to proceed. Meaning there's going to be a Torah and there's going to be a Maimed Har Sinai. Bavu Yishma Ambedabri Imach Begam Bechaya Aminu Loilam. The pasuk says, Vayagid Moshe is Divrei. And we're going to see in the Gemara, there seems to be something missing over here. Because Moshe goes back to Hashem, he relays the message that the Yidden said, Naseh, they're willing to take upon themselves the yoke of Torah. So Hashem sends a message back to the Yidden. And then the next thing we know is Vayagid Moshe as Divrei Ha'am El Hashem. Then Moshe goes back and he starts talking to the nation. Hashem told Moshe, Lech El Ha'am V'kidash Nemayim U'machar. Tell the Yidden they have to prepare for 2 days. V'chim Su'sim Loisam. They have to wash their clothing. They have to separate from their wives. V'hoyu Nechonim L'yem HaShlishi. It's like this, they'll be ready on the third day. K'bayoyim HaShlishi Yerid Hashem L'ini Kol Amal Har Sinai. Because on that third day, the Shekhinah is going to descend on Har Sinai and there's going to be a Torah. Additionally, you have to make sure that you set boundaries in Midbar Sinai. You have to make sure nobody touches the mountain. If someone touches the mountain, and then the Torah goes into great detail to talk about how chomer it would have been had somebody touched the mountain. It doesn't matter if it's a behema or if it's a man. We learn laws related to skila from this pasuk right here. Bim shoychayoyvel, it's only when they hear the proverbial shoycha heima yala bahar, that will mean that the Shekhinah left Har Sinai, and at that point the Yidden will be able to go back to the mountain. Vayered Moshe min ahar alaham, vayikadesh asa'am, vayichabsu sim loysam. Vayoymer lam Hashem told the nation, hey, you nechayim l'shleish zom, be prepared in 3 days, al tikshu alisha, make sure you don't go near a woman. Either way, the pasuk then goes on to begin how Maimed Har Sinai started to happen. There were koilois, there was broken, there was Eish, there was Mayim, and then eventually Vayedabro Likim as Kol Advarim Ma'ilo Leimar Anoichi Hashem Lekech Hashem Tzisicham Yeretz Mitzrayim the Aseres Adibros. But the truth is that these psukim right here in Parshas Yisroi is only part of the story. The rest of the story is in Parshas Mishpatim. It's in the following parsha. So the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim is the parsha of Avodim. You have Masechtas Bava Kamma. You have a big chunk of the Torah Shebaal Peh is learned from the Psukim in Parshas Mishpatim. But then at the very end of the parsha, almost tucked away, the Torah revisits the narrative. The narrative which, if you read the Hemshech of the Psukim, which seemed to have taken place after the Torah was already given. However, the Rishonim say, Ein muktim u'me'ucher ba'Torah. And really, these psukim that we're about to read all happened during that same week. Sometime between B'chodesh HaShlishi, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, until when the Yidden actually were mekabel the Torah. So I'm going to jump in the middle. The pasuk says, Vayichtev Moshe es kol divrei Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the divrei Hashem. So what exactly did Moshe Rabbeinu write? Says Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote from Bereshis Bara Likimes HaShemayim V'Saaretz until Parshas Yisroi, until Matan Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, and he wrote it all during this week. Vayashkin baboiker, not just that, vayivem mizbeach tachas ahar. Moshe Rabbeinu built a mizbeach during that week. Ushtei mesrei matzeva. Additionally, there were 12 matzevos. Why 12? L'shnei masar shivtei Yisrael. Vayishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael. And he called the b'chayrois. Vayalu oilis, and they brought karbonos. Karbonos oila. Vayizbuchu zvachim shlomim l'ashem parim. And they brought more karbonos. Shlomim. Vayikach Moshe chatzi adam. Moshe took half the dam of the oil and the shlomim. Vayasim bagonos. He put them into a klisharis. Vachatzi adam. And the other half of the dam, zorak alam izbeach. Vayikach sefer abiris. And then Moshe Rabbeinu took the Torah that he had written from Bereishis until Matan Torah. Vayikra ba'ozne ya'am. He told it to the Yidin. Vayomru. And they said, koil ha'shadibra Hashem. Nasa v'nishma. So in Parashas Yisrael they said kol ha'shadibra Hashem nasa. In Parashas Mishpatim they said nasa v'nishma. Ironically, kol ha'shadibra Hashem nasa they said before they heard anything. Nasa v'nishma was actually a reaction to hearing something. The pasuk says vayikach sefer habris. Vayikra ba'ozneyom. What was the sefer habris? Rashi taich mi bereishis va'ad matan Torah. So they heard some of the mitzvahs, and then they said, "Nasa, we're going to do the mitzvahs you just told us, the nishma, and we're willing to hear more. We'll do everything else you tell us to do." But counter to conventional wisdom that the Yidden said nasa v'nishma before they heard anything, the Yidden actually said nasa v'nishma after they heard something. It's psukim. Vayikra ba'ozneyom. What did Hashem, what did Moshe Rabbeinu tell the Ozneon? The Sefer HaBris. And it was after that, that Vayomru, they said, Kol HaShadibra Hashem Nasa V'nishma. Then the pasuk says, Moshe took the blood, he spritzed it on the Am. Either way, this, the Parshas Yisroi, and these psukim over here, Parshas Mishpatim, together, make up the week before the events leading up to Kabbalah Satira. Now the truth is, if you would go through these psukim with Rashi and the Ramban and Ibn Ezra and Rabbeinu Bechaya and try to go through it carefully, there's going to be a lot of ambiguity. There are a lot of questions that are left unanswered just in terms of understanding exactly what happened. And in fact, as we're going to see in the Gemara, there was a big mevucha on the Tanoim level as well. There were different shitas of precisely what get. From a higher level, we get a feel and a picture for what went on during those few days. But as far as exactly what happened, it was a machloikis Tanoim, and there's several machloikises amongst the Rishonim in terms of understanding it. Either way, today's daf is going to focus on a little bit of an understanding of the week leading up to Kabbalah Satira. We begin with a braisa. Tanu Rabbanon, b'shisha b'chodesh nitnu aseres hadibris liyisrael. The aseres hadibris, also known as Maimid Har Sinai, was given to the Yidden on the sixth day of Sivan. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yossi says, "B'shiva boy, it wasn't Vav Sivan, but rather it was Zayin Sivan." Amar Rava, Rava said, "There are a few things that everybody agrees on. Meaning, the Kuli Alma, everybody agrees, Baruch Chodesh Asal Midbar Sinai, that the day the Yidden arrived in Midbar Sinai was like the pasuk says, 'Vachodesh Hashlishi Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Be'eretz Mitzrayim.' It was Rish Chodesh." Sivan. How do you know that? Ksivach, it says over here by Yom HaZeh Bo Midbar Sinai. It says the word Zeh. V'ksiv Hasam, and it says in Parashas Bo, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh. Now, Malah Halam Rosh Chodesh, that Pasuk HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh was referring to Rosh Chodesh. It says clearly, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh, Avkan Rosh Chodesh. So too, Chodesh Hashlishi Letzeis Bnei Yisrael BeEretz Mitzrayim by Yom Hazeh. It was referring to Chodesh. So everybody agrees it was Rosh Chodesh. Additionally, the Kulam B'Shabbos entirely Yisrael. Everybody agrees that the Torah was given to the Yidden on Shabbos. Ksiv Hach it says Zochar Yom Shabbos LeKadshoy. V'Ksiv Hasav Vayomer Moshe LaOm Zochar Es Hayom Hazeh. Ma'ala Halam B'Tzumei Shal Yom. Just like that pasuk, Vayomer Moshe LaOm Zochar Es Hayom Hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling this to the Yidden as they were leaving Mitzrayim. Remember, today you're leaving Mitzrayim. Remember this. Afkan b'tzumei shel yom. When it says Zochar Es Hayom Hashabbos LeKadshoy, it's Moshe Rabbeinu talking to the Yidden on Shabbos and saying Zochar Es Yom Hashabbos LeKadshoy. Remember today. So everybody agrees the Yidden arrived in Midbar Sinai and Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Everybody agrees the Yidden received the Torah on Shabbos. Yet there's a machloikis whether the Yidden received the Torah on Vav Sivan or whether they received the Torah on Zayin Sivan. So what's the machloikis? Keep pligi. B'kfiya diyarcha. The machloikis is what day of the week Rosh Chodesh was. Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yossi oz b'chad b'shab ikfi yarcha. Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. And as we'll see, the Chachamim are going to hold, Rosh Chodesh was on Monday. So it's very simple. If Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, the Yidden received the Torah on Shabbos. Shabbos was Zayin Sivan. If Rosh Chodesh was on Monday and the Yidden received the Torah on Shabbos, then they received the Torah on Vav Sivan. And the Gemara explains it first according to Rabbi Yossi, how the events unfolded, and then according to the Chacham. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi holds that Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. The Yidden arrived in Midbar Sinai on Sunday. Nothing happened on Sunday.
Mishum chulshat orcha, because either were tired, they traveled, so today wasn't the day for Hashem to start sending messages to the Jewish people about Kabbalah Satorah. It was the next day, good night's sleep, betrayed B'Shabbat, on Monday, Amaluhu, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shamayim, and he comes back with a message. Which message? Atem ro'isim, v'atem tiulim amleches koyanim, v'goy kadosh, loy pachos, v'loy yoser, koysoim, v'lebeis Yaakov, v'sagil v'lebeis Yisrael. But that all happened when? It all happened, according to Rabbi Yossi, on Monday. Betlasa Amalahu Mitzvah Zagbala. On Tuesday, the third day of the week, Hashem told Moshe to tell the Yidin, instruct them, that there's going to be this incredible event that's going to happen at Har Sinai, and there has to be gvulim, there have to be boundaries. You're not going to be able to cross the boundaries. Barba, on Wednesday of Prisha, Hashem told Moshe to tell the Yidin, Al Tikshu Elisha. How many days of Prisha were there? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 days, and on Shabbos they received the Torah. Rabbanan Tzavri, the Rabbanan Hold, what Rabbi Yossi said, but a kinech different. Betray b'Shabbo, ikva yarcha. Rish Chodesh wasn't on Sunday, rather Rish Chodesh was on Monday. Betray b'Shabbo, they amal ablay midi. Like Rabbi Yossi says, nothing happened the first day they arrived. Vishom chol shodorcha, because they were taught. Betlasa, amal ablatam tiyuli. It was on Tuesday that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, and Hashem told Moshe, tell the Yidin, give him the message of atam tiyuli mamleches koyin of goy kodesh. Barba, on Wednesday, amal ablay mitzvah zagbalo. On Wednesday, they were told about all the boundaries, you wouldn't be able to go too close to the mountain. Behei, on Thursday, on the fifth day of the week, of the Prisha, they were told, Al Tikshu L'Isha. If that's the case, how many days were they told to separate from their wives? Not 3 days, 2 days. That's the rest of the story of yesterday's daf. In yesterday's daf, we had a machlokes in the Gemara. Is it 2 days or 3 days that a woman that's pelet to Shikh Vazera after Tashmish, that she would be Tomei? The Gemara said, what is it Talui in? One of the things the Gemara was toiling in is this machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Meaning, the Torah was given on Shabbos. Were they told Al Tikshu L'Isha on Wednesday, or were they told on Thursday? If they were told on Wednesday, oh, it must be Pelet Teshich Vazera for 3 days this Tomei. If they were told on Thursday, then must be Pelet Teshich Vazera only for 2 days would be Tomei. But the bottom line is, everyone agrees the Yidden arrived at Midbar Sinai on Sunday, on Rish Chodesh. Everybody agrees they received the Torah on Shabbos. The machlokes is whether Rish Chodesh was Sunday or whether Rish Chodesh was Monday. It plays itself out with a nafka mina in terms of exactly how the week unfolded. The most notable nafka mina is, when were they told Al Tikshu Elisha? Were they told on Wednesday or were they told on Thursday? Lamay nafka mina? There's actually halachic nafka mina. The Mishnah, Minay lepoilet, the Shikh Vazera, Beyoin Ashlishi, Shit Meya, that's predicated on Rabbi Yossi Shita, that they were told Al Tikshu Elisha already on Wednesday. Says the Gemara Mishnah, last year Akasha. The Pasuk says very, very clearly that Hashem told Moshe, and Moshe relayed to the Yidin, Vikidashtem Hayoim Umacha. Vikidashtem means prepare yourself. What do you mean prepare yourself? Al Tikshu Elisha. So it sounds like it was only 2 days they had to be separate from their wives. If that's the case, Kashal Rabbi Yossi, how does this work with Rabbi Yossi Shitu, who says that it was on Wednesday, they didn't get to turn until Shabbos, which means Al Tikshu Elisha was for 3 days. I'm like, 3 days. I'm like, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is going to tell you something that we all know. Yoim Echad Hoysef Moshe Midaitai. It's true. Hashem told Moshe, tell the Yidin Al Tikshu Elisha for 2 days. Now you know that? Because that's what the Pasuk says. Vikidashtem Hayoim Umachar. It's very, very clear. Today and tomorrow. Today and tomorrow means 2 days. You can't argue about it. I, Rabbi Yossi, holds 3 days. The teretz is, Rabbi Yossi holds that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisef Yoim Echad Midaita. So think about this. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rish Chodesh was on Sunday. And on Wednesday, Hashem told Moshe, tell the Yidin Al Tikshu Elisha. Tikshu Elisha today and tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, because the Torah is going to come. I'm going to give the Yidin the Torah on Friday. But Moshe Rabbeinu pushed it off a day. He was Hoysef Yoim Echad Midaitai, which is one of the great mysteries of all time. Why would Moshe Rabbeinu have done that? You push off Kabbalah's Torah a day. If anything, you would think, Makdimin V'loi Ma'achrin. This is Ma'achrin V'loi Makdimin. How do you make sense of this? So we'll see later. But Moshe Rabbeinu chose to push off Kabbalah's Torah one day. And that's why there was a Prisha of Gimel Yomim. But from Hashem's standpoint, you're right. It really only would have been 2 days. Says the Gemara, what's the source to this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu was Hoysef Yoim Echad Midaitai? There were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own, and even though he really took a leap of faith in terms of thinking that what he did was right, and all three things were uber controversial, But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskin to all three things. And all three things really deserve their own rape bites. But we'll do what we do. Says the Gemara. The first thing was, he was Hosef Yemechami Daita. He pushed off Kabbalah Satorah for a day. Very controversial. Upirish Bnei Isha. Moshe Rabbeinu made a decision that he felt it was inappropriate for him, based on the relationship that he had with Hashem, to live with a wife. And even though that's not the Jewish way, but at the same time, Moshe Rabbeinu, he divorced his wife, Beshita. He felt it was the wrong thing for him. Veshiber es haluchos. And he broke the luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu took the luchos that were written be'etzpelikim, and he broke them. So all three tremendous, tremendous chedushim. But Moshe Rabbeinu did it, and Hashem was masked. Says the Mechami Daiti, he added one day, meaning he pushed off Kabbalah Satorah by a day. My Darish, what was the basis for what he did? Says the Gemara, he made a drasha. Hayoimu Machar. Hashem told him, tell the Yidin, Hayoimu Machar, you have to be separate from your wife. So he said, Hayoim Kamachar. It sounds like today should be like tomorrow. Malamachar La'ima, just like tomorrow has a night with it. It's a full 24-hour period. So today also has to have a 24-hour period. Now he's ever liable to in the Nafkale. This was all happening during the day. So what happened the night before happened already. So they weren't pirish for the day in the 24 hour sense with Laila Imoy. So he said, Shmami, no, we're going to have to add another day. It's going to have to be 3 days. Says, no, this is Baruch Hu. How do you know that Hashem was masking to Moshe? Because that's easy. Because the Shechina didn't come until Tzafra de Shabbat, until Shabbos morning. If Hashem wasn't masking to Moshe, then the Shechina would have came on Friday. It didn't come on Friday. It waited until Sunday. This is a raya that Hashem agreed to at Moshe Rabbeinu did. Pirish Men Isha. Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife. My daughter, she's not a couple of chayim bats. He made a couple of chayim. I said, my social the Kabbalah's man, Madach the Yidden, who only spoke to Hashem one time. There was one direct communication that the entire Jewish nation had with Hashem in history. That was Kabbalah Satorah. And not just that, it was a set time. It was a mitzvah esesh as man gerov. They knew exactly when the communication was going to happen. Still, Amr Torah, the Torah said, V'hoyu nechoynim l'shalishas yomim. Al tikshu alisha. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a kabel chaim and said, Ani shekol shav esha shechinah b'dabar esimi. The Shechinah is always talking to me. V'eni kavei al yizman. And it doesn't give me any fixed time. In a moment's notice, the Shechinah can appear to me. Halach es kama v'kama, I have no choice. I can't be with a woman. We know this. Kodesh Baruch Hayad. They had you know Hashem was maskim d'chsiv. Leich amar lehem. Shuvu lochem l'oyo lechem. Yesterday's daf. V'ksiv basre. So Hashem tells me, go tell the Yidden, they should go home. But v'ata you, Moshe, poya moidi mati. You stay with me. Moshe Rabbeinu was not supposed to go back. There was no shuvu lochem la'oyo lechem. So you see, Hashem was masking. This time, we somehow have a different makar. How you know that Hashem was masking? Because the pasuk says peh el peh adaber boy. The context is that Miriam and Aharon spoke lashon hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, and the crux of the lashon hara was that they were disappointed that Moshe Rabbeinu divorced his wife, and Hashem went and Hashem defended Moshe. It says, "What do you mean? No, Moshe Rabbeinu had to divorce his wife. Peh, peh, adaber boy. I spoke to him the way I speak to a person, very different than all the other nevuos. You see, Hashem was masking. Shavas haluchos. That was the third thing Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own. He broke the luchos. My darish. What was the basis for that? Amar, I made a kal v'chaymer. Again, Amar Pesach shu'echem etayim mitzvahs. Madach Pesach, which is one of the 613 mitzvahs, one of the Gemaras where the Gemara quotes the number 613. Tayak. So Madach Pesach, which is one of the 613 mitzvahs, that if someone is a mumar, someone doesn't behave properly, he can't eat from the Korban Pesach. HaTorah kula kan. V'Yisrael mumar. When did Moshe Rabbeinu break the luchos? After the Chet Egel. He says if a mumar can't bring Korban Pesach, how could a mumar have the Torah? How could a mumar have the luchos? Alachas kama v'kama, and he went ahead and broke the luchos. How do you know Hashem agreed with what he did? Shenemar, asher shibarto, v'omar reish lokish, yashe kachach, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu Shkoyach. He was happy. He said, you see, clearly, Hashem was masking. Either way, says the Gemara, that even though what comes out from the Machlekes Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim is a nafkemina, whether the Yidden were told Al-Tik Shol Isha for 2 days or for 3 days, now if you read the Psukim, it seems clear that Hashem said Al-Tik Shol Isha v'kidashtem hayoim u'machar. It was only 2 days. How could Rabbi Yossi say 3 days? The Teretz is, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that Moshe was Moisef Yoim Echad Midaita, says the Gemara. As it relates to this machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham, the machloikis
whether the Torah was given on Vav Sivan, or whether the Torah was given on Zayin Sivan. Whether Rosh Chodesh that week was on Sunday, or whether it was on Monday. Whether we told out Tikshu Al-Isha for 2 days, or Tikshu Al-Isha for 3 days. All the same machlokes. Says the Gemara, I'll bring you a right. The Pasuk says, V'hoyu nechoinim, la'yoy mashlishi. It says that Hashem told the Yidden they should be prepared on the third day. On the third day, there's going to be Kabbalah Sator. Kashan Rabbi Yossi. It's a Kashan Rabbi Yossi. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, they had to be separate from their wives for 3 days, and it was on the fourth day that they were supposed to be ready. But the Gemara says, didn't we just answer that? I'm reading. True, that's what Hashem said. But Moshe was Moshe. Tashma, I'll bring you a different right. Shlishi. The third was Shlishi b'chodesh, the third day of the month, v'shlishi b'shabbos, and the third day of the week. So we'll see what the third means, meaning Shlishi. Something that happened, Shlishi, coincided with two other shlishis. Number one, the third day of the month. And number two, the third day of the week. But what do you see from here? The third day of the month was the third day of the week, which is a riot to the shita that holds. Then when was Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday. So Beis is Monday. Gimel is Tuesday. So says the Gemara, isn't this a kashan, the Rabbanon? It's a riot to Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's checkmate. There's no way to argue with this riot. But Amri Lach Rabbanon, the Rabbanon can always tell you, Hamani Rabbi Yossi. Maybe this price is going to Rabbi Yossi. I mean, the Rabbanon acknowledged there's another opinion. Right? Sometimes somebody can be so strong-minded about his opinion that he doesn't even acknowledge there's another opinion in the world. The Gemara says, the Rabbanon says, we know there's another shita. I didn't say I'm the only shita. I know there's another way of looking at it. There is a shita, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was a Tana. There must have been a brisa that was taught, Beshitas Rabbi Yosef. We don't agree with the brisa. We don't think the third day of the month was the third day of the week. Because according to us, Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, which would make the third day of the week only the second day of the month. Says the Gemara, Shlishi Lamai, meaning the brisa began with the word Shlishi. The third of something, which we don't know what, there's also Shlishi b'chodesh and Shlishi b'shav. Says, well, what does that third mean? Lamai, says the Gemara, look at the Tanya Braisa. The Pasuk says, Vayavcha Moshe's Divraya Amel Hashem. So when we went through the introduction, we mentioned that there's one Pasuk that's a little bit unclear. Because the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu comes down for the first time, he tells the Yidin that Hashem wants to give you the Torah of Yisim Li Segula Mikol Amen. So what did the nation respond? Vayanu Kol Am Yachtov. Vayomru, and they said, Kol HaShadibar Hashem, Nasa. Vayoshev Moshe is Divrei Yom HaShem. Moshe Rabbeinu heard what the Yidden said, and he brought it back up to Hashem, and he told the Yidden, they said, Nasa. Then Hashem tells Moshe, Hine Anoichi Ba'al Lecha Ba'ava Onon, Ba'av Yishma Ba'adab Yifel Gam B'chay Amiru, and this is going to be Kabbalah Satorah. Hashem tells this to the Yidden, or tells something to the Yidden. The Yidden respond, we don't even know what they responded, and the Vayagid Moshe is Divrei Yom HaShem. And again, Moshe Rabbeinu goes, and he repeats it, so there's some piece of information missing. First aura. The second aura is the first time it says Vayoshev Moshe as Divrayam, and the second time it says Vayagid Moshe as Divrayam. So the Gemara says, why the first time does it say Vayoshev, and the second time does it say Vayagid? Says the Gemara, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Ma Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Uma Amaleihem Moshe LiYisrael, Uma Amru Yisrael LaMoshe, Uma Heshe Moshe Lefi Agvur. I mean, there's some missing information over here. What's going on? So the Gemara says like this, Zu mitzvahs hagbala. That last time where it says Vayagid Moshe es divrei amel Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden about the mitzvah of hagbala, that there's going to be boundaries, and they accepted it, and that was the Vayagid Moshe. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi says betchila pirish oinsha. First, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden about the oinshim of mitzvahs. The Ritva speaks out that even though it doesn't say anywhere that Hashem told Moshe to tell this to the Yidden, but Moshe Rabbeinu felt that this was the right thing to do. Pashup Shad is because the Yidden were going to become Gerim at Kabbalah Satorah, and one of the things a Ger has to know before he's Mekabel the Torah is Oinshon Shal Mitzvahs and the Schar of Mitzvahs. So he told them the Oinshon. That's Vayoshev Moshe. What do you see Vayoshev Moshe Oinshon? Dvorim Shemefav Shabbat and Daitoy Shaladam. Things that can make a person not feel good. Ula Besoy Pirish Van Schar, and then after he told him the Schar, they said Vayagin Moshe, Dvorim Shemoshchin Libay Shaladam Ka'agada. You learn Agada to Gemara. It's Moshech Dalev. So Vayagin Moshe is, so those are the two things. The Vayoshev and the Vayagid, Vayoshev is referring to ancient Shal Mitzvahs, and Vayagid is referring to Scharin Shal Mitzvahs. Ikadami, some say just the opposite. Tchil Pirish Matan Schar. First, he told him the Schar. Dichse Vayoshev Moshe, Dvarim Shemeshiv and Daiti Shaladim. Vayoshev is actually Miloshin Meshivas Nafesh. Ula Besay Pirish Ancient, and afterwards, he told him the Ainish, Dichse Vayagid Moshe, Dvarim Shekoshin La Adam Kegidin. Say, either way, so what's the Shlishi?
So the Gemara leaves us hanging a little bit. It's not 100% clear. But it would seem that the shlishi, that the pasuk is, that the Braisa was referring, again, there was something shlishi that coincided with shlishi b'chodesh and shlishi b'shabbos. It would seem that the shlishi is the third communication. So there was several communication between Moshe and Hashem and Moshe and the Yidden. So the third communication coincided with the third day of the week, the third day of the month, which again is a riot to Rabbi Yossi. And Amal Rabban Rabban says, I agree it's a riot to Rabbi Yossi. I agree that it's a riot to Rabbi Yossi. But at the same time, we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. So as a result, we're not impressed with this braisa. Incidentally, Rashi and Chumash also asks that Vayoshev Moshe is Divrei Amal Hashem, and then Moshe goes back with a message. This is going to be Kabbalah Satayra. We don't find anywhere that the Yidden say anything. And Vayagid Moshe is Divrei Amal Hashem. And Moshe somehow relays back to Hashem what the Yidden told him, but we don't know what the Yidden told him. So it says Rashi and Chumash, even though the pasuk itself doesn't say what the Vayagid Moshe as Divrei Olam Hashem was, but there's some clues in the psukim. The clues are that Moshe, when Hashem describes Kabbalah Satayra to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what he tells him? Hine anoichi ba'e lecha ba'ava onan. I myself am going to appear at Har Sinai. As the pasuk says, that the Shechina itself descended upon Har Sinai. He says, I think, says Rashi, that's the rest of the story. What happened was, Moshe came to the Yidden and said, Hashem said there's going to be Kabbalah Satayra. So the Yidden heard what Moshe Rabbeinu said, but they said, I want you to send back one more message. Tshuva al dover zeh shamati mahem. They told Moshe, go tell Hashem that we're very excited to be mekabel the Torah, but one knech, we want to hear it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know why? Because einoi doyma hashemeya mipi shliach, we don't want to hear it from you, Moshe Rabbeinu. We want to hear it directly from Hashem. That's what we want. We want to see the Shekhinah itself. So, Vayagid Moshe is Divrei Ha'amel Hashem. What was the Vayagid Moshe? Dr. Rashi. The Vayagid Moshe was, Einoi doyma Hashemeya mipi shliach l'shemeya mipi ha'melech. What they were saying was, Ritzoineinu liroi ses malkeinu. This is a one opportunity chance that we have to see the Shekhinah. So, you know why the Shekhinah descended upon our Sinai? That wasn't plan A. It was plan B. It was a reaction. It was a response to the Yidden wanting to see the Shekhinah. They said, Ritzoineinu liroi ses malkeinu, because einoi doyma hashemeya mipi shliach l'shemeya mipi ha'melech. That was Vayagid Moshe es Divrei Ha'amel Hashem, and Hashem obliged. That's the piece that's missing. We need Rashi to fill in the gap. And that's that gap. But either way, says the Gemara again, returning to the machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham, Toshma, Shishi, as it relates to the six. We'll see what the six is. It was Shishi b'chodesh, was 6 days of the month, Shishi b'shabbos, 6 days of the week. Again, Kash l'rabbanon. It's right to Rabbi Yossi. If Rish Chodesh was on Sunday, so Vav Sivan, the 6 day of the month, is also going to be Friday, the 6 day of the week. But according to Rabbanan, it's not going to work. So the Gemara says the same teretz. And I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbanan, again, they acknowledge as the sheet as Rabbi Yossi. And this price is going according to Rabbi Yossi. This is more Shishi Lamai. We explained that the previous price, although it's a little unclear what Shlishi was. So what does Shishi mean in this price? Something that was the sixth, which coincided with the 6 day of the month and the 6 day of the week. So the Gemara says, Rava Amar, Rava says, Lechani Yosan. It was the 6th day from when they had arrived in Midbar Sinai. Rabbi Acher Bar Yaakov said, Lemason. It was the 6th day from when they had left their previous destination. What was the previous destination? We mentioned it in an introduction. It was Rephidim. So it wasn't the 6th day from when they arrived at Midbar Sinai, but rather it was the 6th day from when they had left Rephidim. And says the Gemara, believe it or not, whether this is the 6th day from when they left Rephidim or the 6th day from when they arrived will make a very big nafgamina, because komifli the Shabbos tomorrow. Because if they arrived 6 days ago on Sunday, that would mean that they left the day before. That would mean that they left on Shabbos. L'chura, how were they allowed to leave on Shabbos? Leaving a destination involved Chol Shabbos. First of all, involved leaving the Tchum. And also it involved Taitzah. It involved carrying. So how could they leave on Shabbos? So what are you going to tell me? Oh, it was before Kabbalah Satayra. But we know that Yidden had Shabbos already in Morah. This is Rafidim, if you're keeping track of the Masois. This is after Morah already. So they had Shabbos already. So how are they doing it? So the Gemara says, become the Fligi, the Shabbos tomorrow. They were arguing in terms of understanding what mitzvahs the Yidden were obligated in on that Shabbos that they had learned in Morah. The Chassid, the Apostle says, this is in the second Aseret HaDibros. mean, the Yidden had Shabbos already before they before Kabbalah Satayr. Now, what's the machlok? Is Mar Sova a Shabbos if good at Tchumen lo Yifkud? One man number holds that when they were married, they got Shabbos, but they never got the mitzvah of Tchumen. Mar Sova Tchumen nami Yifkud. Not only did they get the mitzvah of Shabbos, but they got the mitzvah of Tchumen as well. If you remember, not for this morning, but if you remember, we spoke out this Tosfos in Shabbos Dav Gimel. We spoke this out at the very beginning of the Masechta in the name of the Kosher Glove of Goyen, Hashem Yimkom Dami, because Tosfos says that it comes out in Cheshbon. If the Yidden were allowed to leave Refidim on Shabbos, because even though they got Shabbos already, even prior to Refidim and Maru, but they didn't get Tchumen, because had they gotten Tchumen, how could they leave the Tchum? It means that they didn't get Hoitzah yet either. That means even though the Yidden got Shabbos and Maru, they got 38 of the 39 Malachas. There was one Malacha they didn't get. Which Malacha didn't they get? They didn't get the Malacha of Hoitzah. The Kosher Glove of Goyen said, that's why in the Minyan of the Malachas, in the Mishnah and Perakla Gadol Dafka'in Gimel Amad Aleph, what's the last Malacha? The last Malacha is Hoitzah. Why is it the last Malacha? It's the last Malacha they got. They got the first 38 Malachas when they were Mara. The 39th Malacha they didn't get yet, according to this man, the Amar, that Bitchumen Loi Ifkud Mamar. So this they got later. He says, not just that, if that's the case, you see that Hoitzah must be more Kadosh. It must have more Kedusha than all the other Malachas. Because if they didn't get Mara until they became full-fledged Yidden, until they were Makabal the Torah, so it must be there's something about Hoitzah that's more Kadosh than the other 38 Malachas. That's why the Masech the Shabbos begins with all the halachas of Eitzah, Yitzias HaShabbos. Again, we spoke this out. This was a whole raid by on Dav Gimel. But regardless, for now, Zachti Gemara Vayta, Nisan Shabbat Tashma, Priyo. Again, a riot to this machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham. Again, what's the machloikis? It's a whole bunch of things that are all Talis Abazah. Did we get the Torah on Vav, Sivan, or on Zayin Sivan? Was Rosh Chodesh on Sunday? Was it on Monday? Were the 3 days of Prisha? Were the 2 days of Prisha? Was Moshe Yamecha Midaite? Was he not Moshe Yamecha Midaite? Did the Prisha start on Wednesday? Did it start on Thursday? Yeah, these are all derivatives of the same point. Says the Gemara, Nisan Shabbat Yatsu Yisrael Mitzrayim, Chodesh Nisan, the Yidin left Mitzrayim, that year, Barba Asar Shachtu Pesheh, they brought the Karn Pesach on Yod Dalet, the same way it would be for all generations, Ubechamisha Asar Yatsu, and they left on the 15th, Ule Erev Laku Bechairis. And then at night, Machas Bechairis. So the Gemara says that from reading the Brice, it sounds like, when was Machas Bechairis? The eve after. The evening after. Le Erev Salgadaitach. No, Elo, you're right. Mi Be Erev Laku Bechairis. The night before, meaning the Leil Tezvav, that was Machas Bechairis. Okay, we need the next part of the Brice. Oysayim Chamisha Beshabbos Hoya. That day was a Thursday. Says the Gemara. Now, Midah Chameis Ben Nisan, Chamisha Beshabbos. If Tezvav Nisan was a Thursday, so when was Rosh Chodesh? Also a Thursday. Reish Yarcha. And if that's the case, when was Rosh Chodesh Iyar? Shabbos. It must have been on a Shabbos. And this is based on the fact, and this is really, if you want to go through this next Gemara properly, you can sit down with a calendar and a little introduction to astronomy. But let's just accept this. We know some months are Mole and some months are Chaser. A Chodesh Mole is 30 days. A Chodesh Chaser is 29 days. The assumption is that months alternate. So it's Chodesh Mole, Chodesh Chaser, Chodesh Mole, Chodesh Chaser. Chodesh Nisan is usually a Mole, which would mean Chodesh Iyar would then be a Chaser. So based on that, if Tezvav Nisan was a Thursday, which means Rosh Chodesh Iyar was also a Thursday, that means Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is the next month, Shabbos was on a Shabbos. Now, if Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on a Shabbos, that would mean Rosh Yarchad the Nisan Chad B'Shabbos. Because if Nisan is Mole, that means Iyar is Chaser, which would make Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the month after Iyar, a Sunday. If that's the case, Kashal Rabbanon. So it's a Kashal Rabbanon. Going to Rabbanon, Rosh Chodesh was on Monday. So the Gemara says, Amilach Rabbanon. Rabbanon can answer Iyar, Dahi Shait, the Shasa, Aburi Yabre. Even though you're right, usually it's Mole Chaser, Mole Chaser. That year it was Mole Mole. They pushed off Rosh Chodesh a day. There were 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So if they pushed it off a day, so it turned out Rosh Chodesh wasn't on Sunday, it was on Monday. It works. Says the Gemara Tashmat, Lo Yibur Nisan, Abri Yaraya, that they were not Ma'abur Nisan that year. Shabbat Yotzi Yisrael Mitzrayim. Barba, how do you know that from a price? Barba, so Shachtu Bishchei. They brought the carbon pass like Yidin did on Yudal, B'chamisha Asi Yotzu, and they left Mitzrayim on Tezvav. Ula Erev Laku Bechayrus. And then that night, the Bechayrus start. Same question. La Erev, Solka Daitach? What do you mean? It was the night before the Marcy's right. Ele'ema mi be'erev laku b'chayis. V'yisayoyim, chamisha b'shabbos hoyo. That day was a Thursday. Again, the day they left Mitzrayim. Hishlam Nisan. Here the price is going to be a little bit more precise. They let Nisan ended v'ira ir. Lios b'shabbos. Ear was on Shabbos. Chaser ear. Oh, here it's Mufurish in the Brisa. Ear wasn't Mole. Ear was Chaser. V'ira Sivan Lios b'echad b'shabbos. Kasha l'Rabbanon. I mean, this is clear. It says clear that Iyar was a chaser, and it says Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Sunday. So it's a right to Rabbi Yossi, Kasha l'Rabbanon. What's the teretz? Amani, Rabbi Yossi. Again, the Rabbanon know there's a Rabbi Yossi Shita. And they know there's a lot of prices floating around that go with Shita's Rabbi Yossi that don't work with their Shita. But they're not impressed because they don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. I'm Rabbab, Rabbab, I said, Tashma, I'll bring you a ride from here. The pasuk says, Vayisu me elim, Vayavoyu kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Now, this was the Chamisha Asayoyim, Lachoydesh Hasheni. This was the 15th day of the second month. So this is Tes Vav Iyar. Not Nisan, which is when they left Mitzrayim. Not Sivan, when they received the Torah. This is Iyar. Ani Hashem Reifecha. This is the month that's tucked in between Nisan and Sivan. Oysei Ayoyim Shabbos Hoya. That day, Tes Vav was Shabbos. How do we know it was Shabbos? It doesn't say before that it was Shabbos, but on that day the Yidden were told that they're going to get the mon. Now they were told they would get the mon the next day, and the Ksiv, it says that for 6 days you're going to collect the mon. So it sounds like it was Shabbos, because if for 6 days straight you're going to get the mon, and there was no mon on Shabbos, so it must be the 6 days was Sunday through Friday, which means if it's going to start tomorrow, today is Shabbos. Now, if the 15th day of Iyar was Shabbos, that means Yarcha Denisan Chad Shabbos. Means Chodesh Sivan was on a Sunday. Again, Kashalach Rabbanon. So Mor says, Amidach Rabbanon. No, Iyar Dahu Shaita, Burei Abra. You're assuming that if Tesvav Iyar is a Shabbos, that means Rosh Chodesh Sivan is a Sunday, based on the fact that Iyar is a chaser because Nisan is a Malay. But this month was an aberration, or that year was an aberration. They were Ma'aber Iyar, like the Gemara said earlier, and if the Gemara was okay with it earlier, we could be okay with it now as well. And as a result, you have no right. Amalei Rav Chavivi Mechaz Nol Rav Ashi. I'll try to bring another right. Toshma Be'iba Chodesh HaRishon Bashana Hashenis Be'echad HaChodesh Hukama Mishkan. So now we're already into year two. We're fast forwarding almost an entire year. It's Bachodesh HaRishon. That's Nisan, the first month. Bashana Hashenis, the second year. Be'echad HaChodesh, the first day. So this is Rosh Chodesh Nisan of year two. What happened on that day? One of the most important days in Jewish history. Hukama Mishkan. That's the day the Mishkan was built. Tana, Oisei Yoyim, Natal Eser HaTorahs. That day had received 10 crowns. Meaning there were 10 special things that happened on that day. Number one, Rishon LeMaaseh Bereishis was a Sunday. Okay, we'll get back to that. Rishon LeNesiim, it was the first day that the Nesiim brought the Karbanos. Rishon LeKuna was the first day that a Kohen did the Avoida. The 7 days before that, the Shivas Mei Amalu and Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avoida, but Moshe wasn't a Kohen. Rishon LaAvoida, it was the first day that the Avodah Sibur was brought. They brought Karbanah Sibur. Rishon Lachidus, it was the first day fire came down from Shemayim and consumed the carbon. Rishon Lachidus Kachem was the first day Kachem had to be eaten in certain boundaries. Rishon Lishcha and Shechina was the first day that there was real Shechina. Rishon Lavarachas Yisrael was the first day that there was Berchas Koyanim. Rishon Lisra Bamais, it was the first day there was an Isra Bamais. And Rishon Lachadoshim, it was also the first month, says the Gemara. Now, Midrash Yarcha Denisan Dahisha Sachad B'Shabbos. So we have a good piece of information that we can work backwards from. Meaning, we know that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, year two, happened on a Sunday. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Let's do a little bit math. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan, year two, was a Sunday, because that was one of the 10 crowns, it was Rishon, one of the 10 Rishons. It was Rishon L'Maaseh, it was the first day of the week. So if that's the case, it comes out, the Shtakid, it comes out that the year before, Bedal of the Shabbos. It means that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the year before, had to be on a Wednesday. Because we have a formula that we could always plug in to know that if I know Rosh Chodesh or a certain day in the calendar is this day of the week this year, I can figure out what day it's going to be all the other years. Because Acherim Oimrim, Acherim, also known as Rameir, said, Ein Bein Atzeres Latzeres, Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. There's no difference between one year Shavuos and another year Shavuos, and one year Hashanah, another year Hashanah. The difference is always 4 days. Every year, everything gets pushed ahead 4 days. This is the way it works based on the calendar. So if that's the case, and if it's a leap year, I mean, there's an extra month, hey, then it's going to end up being 5 days. Bottom line is, if the second year Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday, that means the year before, you have to go back 4 days, was a Wednesday. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on Wednesday, so the Gemara says, now we can continue doing some math. How about the Rosh Yarcha the Iyar Mali Shabbos? So it comes out Rosh Chodesh Iyar will be on a Mali Shabbos. Rosh Yarcha the Erev Shabbos. Rosh Yarcha the Sivan Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Sivan is going to be Shabbos. If that's the case, it doesn't work on anybody. Kasha Vein L'Rab Yoisi Vein L'Rab Onon. It doesn't work according to anybody. So the Gemara says, you have to say, L'Rab Yoisi Shiva Chaser Mavet. Meaning the concept of having no more or no less than 4 days between years is based on the fact that a year, which is made up of 12 months,
is made up of 6 months that are mole and 6 months that are chaser. So if you do the math, it ends up being a 4 day gap. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, you're going to have to say shiva chaserim, that it's not going to be there weren't 6 moles and 6 chasers, but rather there were 5 moles and 7 chasers, which makes it not a 4 day gap, but a 3 day gap, ayin Rashi, and then everything works out very nicely for Rish Chodesh not to be on Shabbos, but push it off a day. Rish Chodesh ends up being on a Sunday. What about according to Rabbanon? Ches chaserim, just push it off 2 days. Same difference. Tashma, the Tanya B'Seder Oilom, we learned in Seder Oilom. So Seder Oilom is the first history work that we have. And who was the author of Seder Oilom? It was Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi Rab Chalafta. Stam Rabbi Yossi in Chas is Rabbi Yossi Rab Chalafta. So we learned in Seder Oilom, Nisan Shabbat Yotzi Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. The Chodesh Nisan that the Yidden left Mitzrayim, Barba Asa Shachtu Pischem. They brought the carbon Pesach on the 14th. B'chamisha Asa Yotzu, they left on the 15th. V'yse Ayoyim Erev Shabbos Hoya. And they left on an Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara says again, let's do a little bit of math. Midrash Yachad Nisan Erev Shabbos. So 15th day of Nisan was an Erev Shabbos. In the previous Gemaras, the Brisa said that what day did you leave Mitzrayim? On Thursday. Here it was on Friday. So if they left on Erev Shabbos, that means Rish Chodesh Nisan was also Erev Shabbos. If that's the case, Rish Yarchad Iyar is Chad B'Shabbos, Rish Chodesh Nisan is going to be on Sunday, V'Sivan B'Trei B'Shabbos. So it says the Gemara, if that's the case, Kasha, not to the Rabbanon, but Kasha, the Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, Amalach Rabbi Yossi, Amani Rabbanani. Just like the Rabbanon were able to fend for all the other braises that they're going according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi will be able to fend for this braise and say that it's going according to the Rabbanon. One final Tashma. Tashma, Rabbi Yossi, and Sheni Olam Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Torah on Sheni. The Yorad B'Shlishi came down B'Shlishi. The Olav Yorad Bedalid, he went up and he went down on the 4th day. Yorad, then he came down, but Vashuv Layola didn't go up. So the Gemara says, whoa, we're missing something. Yorad, right? You can't go down if you don't first go up. Ella says, well, you're right. But Revi on the 4th day, Olav. The Yorad Bechamish, he came down on the 5th day. On that, the Olav Yorad, Bechamish upon a Mizbeach, he built a Mizbeach on that 5th day. Which Mizbeach? Introduction. Parashas Mishpatim, the rest of the story that's not mentioned in Parashas Yisroel, that we didn't lay on the first day Shavuos. That's in Parashas Mishpatim. The Hikrev of Karbin B'Shishi. And then he went ahead and he brought a Karbin. This is on the 5th day. B'Shishi on the 6th day, he didn't have any time. So on the 6th day of the month, he didn't have time. Says the Gemara, my love, why did Moshe Rabbeinu not have time to go up to Shemayim on the 6th day? Probably Mishon Torah, because that was the day of Kabbalah Satorah. Oh, so you see, Vav Sivan was Kabbalah Satorah. It's a kasha on Rabbi Yossi. So Amar says, well, it's not the reason. You want to know what the reason is? Mishon Torah Shabbos. The reason that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go up to receive the Torah on the 6th day, because Moshe Rabbeinu had to make Shabbos. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, the 6th day of Sivan wasn't Shabbos. It was Erev Shabbos. Oh, it was Erev Shabbos. So Moshe Rabbeinu was... He was busy. He was busy preparing for Shabbos. And being that he was busy preparing for Shabbos, it's for that reason he couldn't go up to be Mekabel the Torah. We're going to stop here. And it's based on that, says the Gemara. You have no raya from this braisa, not like Rabbi Yossi, exhale. So we had today a technical daf, somewhat technical, that discussed the machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanah, whether the Torah was given on Vav Sivan, or whether the Torah was given on Zayin Sivan. So who do we paskin like? Do we paskin that the Torah was given on Vav Sivan, or that the Torah was given on Zayin Sivan? Do we paskin that a Peleta Shivcha Zera B'yom HaShlishi is Tahar, or a Peleta Shivcha Zera B'yom HaShlishi is Tameh? Most Rishonim say that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is Nimuka Yimai. And most places that you find Rabbi Yossi in Chas, Dalach is like Rabbi Yossi. If that's the case, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi that the Torah wasn't given on Vav Sivan, the Torah was given on Zayin Sivan. Which means, if you do the math, we paskin that Moshe Rabbeinu was Hosef Yoimechad Midai. That's why you always hear this Chazal quoted, because that's Lofi HaEmes. We paskin that really the Torah was supposed to be given on Vav Sivan, but Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisef Yoimecha Midaitai, and as a result, the Torah wasn't given on Vav Sivan. Rather, the Torah ended up being given on Zayin Sivan. It's because of that that the Magen Avraham asks one of the most famous kashas of all time. And that is, he says, I don't understand. When we celebrate the Yontiv of Shavuos, we celebrate Shavuos on Vav Sivan. In Eretz Yisrael, with this 1 day Shavuos, it's Vav Sivan. In Chutz Laaretz, with this 2 day Shavuos, so you have Sveika de Yoima, so you have Vav Sivan, and you have Zayin Sivan. But the first day Shavuos, which is of course the Ikkar day Shavuos, in Eretz Yisrael, the only day Shavuos, is Vav Sivan. Freik, the Magen Avraham, he says, I don't understand. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi. If we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, we always paskin like Rabbi Yossi. That means the Torah wasn't given on Vav Sivan.
The Torah was given on Zion Sivan. Now, it could have, would have, should have been given on Vav Sivan, but Moshe Rabbeinu, in a very controversial move, v'hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Daitai, the Torah was ultimately given on Zion Sivan. That means, when's Man Matan Torah Seinu? It's not Vav Sivan. It's Zion Sivan. So, Freik, the Mogen Avram, Tzorich Iyun, I don't understand how Yidden in Eretz Yisrael can go, and they could daven, and they can make it Yontiv, and say in Shemayin Esrei, Man Matan Torah, it's not Man Matan Torah Seinu. It's not. It's not Man Matan Torah Seinu. The Torah wasn't given until Zion Sivan. Now, the truth is, as it relates to the Yontiv of Shavuos, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Yontiv that was irrespective of the fact that the Torah was given on Shavuos. In Eretz Yisrael, they used to bring the, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, they brought the Shtei Alechem. They counted from the Omer until the Shtei Alechem, 49 days, and on the 50th day. So it works very nice with that. But it's not Matan Torah Seinu, it's not. So Frank the Magen Avram, how do we say we stay up the first, stay up the second night Shavuos? L'chura, the first night is not Matan Torah Seinu. This is the Magen Avram's Kasha. He springs something above my prayer gate from the Ramam Ipano. Vadvar Matikin, there's a lot of Torah that was said to answer this question. We're not going to talk about this now, but I just wanted to speak about, depending on how much time, either we have two ha'aras. The first ha'ara is that we were, let's start here, that the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu, so the last brisa that the Gemara brought to try to resolve this machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon was a brisa that said that Moshe Rabbeinu was going up to the mountain in the week leading up to Maimed Har Sinai, but on the sixth day of the month, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go up. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu not go up on the sixth day? So the Gemara assumed probably because it was Kabbalah Satorah. But this was, that's all good according to Rabbanon that says the Torah was given on the sixth day. But according to Rabbi Yossi, the Torah wasn't given on the sixth day. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Torah was given on the seventh day. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu not have time on Vav Sivan? What's the big deal? Vav Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu could have gone up to the mountain. So why did he go up to the mountain? And the Gemara says the reason Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go up the day before Kabbalah Satorah to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because Moshe Rabbeinu was busy. You know what he was busy with? Toirach Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu was busy preparing for Shabbos. What came to mind is the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchot Shabbos. In Simen Reish Nun, the Mechaber says as follows. Yashkin Baboiker, a person should wake up early in the morning, B'yei Mashishi, every Friday. Lohochin Sarche Shabbos. Va'afilu yesh le'kama avodim l'sham shay. And even if a person has a lot of Mesharsim that can take care of him, yishtadu lohochem ba'atzmoy shum davar l'tzarchei Shabbos, he should still prepare for Shabbos at least something for himself. Kedei l'chabdoi, to be mechabed Shabbos. And then the Shulchan Aruch, somewhat out of character, goes and gives examples of why, how I know this is true. Ki Rav Chizda, the great Rav Chizda, he mechate chayerik dak dak. He used to make a salad for Shabbos. Rabbi Rav Yosef, how you mevakim eitzim. They used to hack holtz that there should be wood for Shabbos. Rav Zera, he would light a fire. Reb Nachman, he would clean the house. Umachnis kelim atzrichin l'shabbos. Umefana kli achol. Says the Shulchan Aruch, umehem yilmad kol adav. Every person can learn from Reb Chizda and Rabba and Reb Yosef and Reb Zeira and Reb Nachman. V'loy yoymar. A person shouldn't say, loy efkoim kvoidi. I'm not going to be poigim on my kovid. Ki zehu kvoidi. This is the biggest kovid shemechabed haShabbos, that he's going ahead and he's being mechabed haShabbos. It says the mechaber in Simon Reish Nun, that we can learn from the G'dolei Amayirahim, Rav Chizda, Rabba, Rav Yosef, Rav Zeira, Rav Nachman, that they took it upon themselves. They didn't say, Eino lefich foydi, I have avodim, I have nesharsim, they'll do the work for me. No, they went ahead and they did it themselves. Mehem yilmad kol adam v'layoymar lo'efkan kevoydi ki zehu kevoydi shemechaber eshashabbos. I was thinking, we have a raya for Rav Chizda, Rabba, Rav Yosef, Rav Zeira. We have a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was mevatel going up to Shemayim to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because he was preparing for Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have anyone to take care of him for Shabbos. Who wouldn't want the schus to prepare for Moshe Rabbeinu Shabbos? Who wouldn't have, anybody would have done it. But there was Torah Shabbos. And Moshe Rabbeinu felt that this is not what I'm going to do. So it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch brings rayas from all the G'dayli Amayram. I think we have an unbelievable raya. I think we have a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu himself, Bechfoydei Ve'atzmoy. L'chura Ein Lecha Raya G'dayla Mizu, to bring a raya that you see that Moshe Rabbeinu himself, that this is something that Moshe Rabbeinu himself was busy with. You know, it's interesting. Our Gemara said, Hakol Moedim. Everybody agrees. Hakol Moedim. Everybody agrees that when was the Torah given? on Shabbos. Right, the Gemara said, Machloikis, Vav Sivan, Zayin Sivan, Rosh Chodesh was Sunday, it was Monday. Al Tikshu Alisha for 2 days or 3 days. Wednesday, Thursday. Rosh Rabbeinu was Moisif Yamechem Yidaiti, wasn't Moisif Yamechem Yidaiti. This price is going to be Rabbi Yossi, that price is going to be the Rabbanon. They were Ma'abarir, they weren't Ma'abarir. All the different derivative ramifications that come about from this Chloikis. But says, one thing is for sure. One thing I can tell you 100%. Hakol Moidim, everybody agrees that you know which day of the week the Torah was given on. The Torah was given on Shabbos Kodesh. It's interesting. There's a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer is in Perek Mem Vav. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah Omer. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah says, Erev Shabbos, B'shish al HaChodesh, B'shei Shoyz B'yayim Kibli Yisrael HaSadivris. You know when the Yidin received the Torah? It wasn't on Shabbos. The Yidin received the Torah on Erev Shabbos. Not Hakol Moedim that it was on Shabbos. It actually happened on Erev Shabbos. It's a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Now, not just that, the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer gives us more information. Tells us exactly when it happened. You know what it happened? B'shei Shoyz B'yayim, 6 hours in the day. Continues the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. U'b'teisha Shoyz B'yayim Chazu Yisrael HaOleh. And you know when they went back, Shuvu Lochem Lo Yolechem, it happened in the ninth hour. So it's from the sixth hour until Matan Torah was 3 hours. So if somebody, a trivia question, how long was Matan Torah? How long did it take? So we're not even sure what day it was. How long was it? It was 3 hours. It started 6 hours into the day, noontime, and it lasted until 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, Shuvu Lochem Lo Yolechem. Everybody went home. Says the Radal, Rav David Luria, in his Pirush on the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that we always quote from, he says, why did it have to end at 9 o'clock? But there was nothing else to talk about. L'churi could have gone further. Why did it end at 9 o'clock? So he says, not 9 o'clock, 9 hours into the day. He says, I'm going to tell you why. L'hachin tzarchei Shabbos chazur. They had to go back to prepare for Shabbos. He says, because mitei shoyesu l'mayla, you have to start getting busy with Shabbos. He says, it's a mefurish halacha, because the Gemara says in Pesach and Tafnon, also lasis melacha b'erev Shabbos, mitei shoyesu l'mayla. And says, Rashi, Shemisham ve'elach torach lasis b'tzarkei Shabbos. Because from 9 hours, already in the day, you have to start preparing for Shabbos. So you see, you have to start preparing for Shabbos. It's unbelievable. They stopped Kabbalah Satorah. They stopped Maimon Har Sinai. You know why? You have to go home. You have to prepare for Shabbos. It's so matim with what the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Nen. That nun, Yashkin Baboyke Be'e Mashishi, Lohochin Tzarchei Shabbos. We've spoken about this in the past. The Mishnah Brura and the Bir Halacha. That the minig in Klal Yisrael always was that Yeshiva didn't go as long on Erev Shabbos. They were Mevatel, but they smedrish on Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. You know what the precedence is? So you have Rav Chizda and Rabbi Rav Yosef, Rav Zeir, Rav Nachman. But I think you have rayos from Moshe Rabbeinu. According to the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, the way the Radal explains it, you have right from Kabbalah Satorah. Forget about ending Second Seder early. They ended Kabbalah Satorah early. Today, Kabbalah Satorah is going to end a little early. Why? You have to prepare for Shabbos. Checkmate. This is the biggest raya. Exhibit A. What bigger raya is there than the fact that they had to end Kabbalah Satorah a little bit early? Just to go me'inyan le'inyan. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, we know there's machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. On Yontif, every single Yontif, what is he supposed to do on Yontif? So Rabbi Eliezer said, you have a choice. If you want Yontif, you can go to shul and you can daven. If you want, you could sing Zmiris. If you want, you could learn Torah. If you want, you could be Kuloi Lashem. Or there's another option. You could be Kuloi Lachem. You could have good wine, you could have meat, and you could enjoy Yontif. In a spiritual way. Oy kuloi lashem, oy kuloi lachem. Rabbi Shua says you don't have a choice. Rabbi Shua says, no, okay, what you do is you take the day, you divide it into half. Chatzi lochem v'chatzi lachem. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if you want, you don't have to have a glass of wine on Yontif. You don't have to have any meat. If you want, you could be kuloi lashem. Stating that, says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yosef, Hakom Moedim Batzeres, Debina Nami Lachem. Everyone's Moedim that on Shavuos, that is a Din Lachem. Why? My timer, what's the reason for it? Yom Shinitna by Torah. Because that's the day the Torah was given. And being that the Torah was given on Atzeres, on Shavuos, oh, if the Torah was given, for sure you have to have wine. For sure you have to have meat. If that's the day that the Torah was given, Hakom Moedim Batzeres, Debina Nami Lachem. The truth is that if you go through that Gemara, the Gemara says other things. Amar Rabba, Hakom Moedim B'Shabbos, Debina Nami Lachem. Amar Rav Yosef, Hakom Moedim B'Purim, Debinon Nami Lachem. The Gemara continues and the Gemara says, Hakom Moedim B'Mailu Yoyme De Kippurah, Debinon Nami Lachem. In other words, even though Rabbi Eliezer says that if a Yid wants to be besimcha without achila and shtiyah. A yid wants to be besimcha because he's on such a high ruchnius level that through tefillah and through shirois v'sishbachos and through limud haTorah he can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That can make him simcha. He can be v'yisa achzach. That's fine. However, there are a few days where that's not going to work. How come moedim batzeres to be in onami lochem? How come moedim bepurim to be in onami lochem? How come moedim be'erev yom kippur to be in onami lochem? And how come moedim b'shabbos to be in onami lochem? The Eilu Lois Ephraim
says that I think that Shavuos, Purim, and Yom Kippur, the reason Rabbi Eliezer holds to be in the Nami Lochem is all for the same reason. Why did Rabbi Eliezer say, Hakom Moedim Batzeres to be in the Nami Lochem? The reason is because it's Yom Shinu by Torah. And on Kabbalah Satorah, everybody agrees you need Lochem. Purim was also Yom Kabbalah Satorah. Purim was Kabbalah Satorah because Hodri Kablu B'mea Chashverish. Yom Kippur was also Kabbalah Satorah. The Luchay Shniyos, Vayomer Hashem Solachti Kidvarecha, Moshe Rabbeinu brought down on Yom Kippur. Now you can't be Lochem on Yom Kippur, because in Yom Kippur, V'nisim Esnaf Shoseichem. So HaKomoydim B'mayla D'yom Kippur, D'v'ino Nami Lochem. And by the way, Erev Yom Kippur is like Yom Kippur, because Kol Eichel V'Shoyse B'chi, Ma'al Olav HaKosov, Kilo Esanu Chi V'Asir. So there is an idea of Yom Kippur even on Erev Yom Kippur. But the point is, it's all for the same reason, said Oyelus Ephraim. HaKomoydim Batzeres, HaKomoydim B'Purim, HaKomoydim Erev Yom Kippur, it's all Yom Shinet by Torah. These are all important days on the calendar as a relates to Matan Torah. I saw Shlomo Zalman Arbach in his Sefer Chedushei Shlomo Ha'oros HaMasechtes Pesachim. He says, Eilu Ephraim didn't say that, but of course he could be Moisef one Knech. HaKomoydim B'Shabbos to be in Anami Lechem. Why? Because Shabbos was also Yom Shinitah by Torah. Because Shabbos was also the day that the Torah was given. But the bottom line is, HaKomoydim Batzeres, HaKomoydim B'Purim, HaKomoydim Erev Yom Kippur. What are these 4 days? What does Shavuos, Purim, Erev Yom Kippur, and Shabbos have in common? Yom Shinitah by Torah. Torah was given on Shavuos, Hadi Kabluah B'Purim, Erev Yom Kippur, we got Luchei Shnias. And what day of the week was it? HaKomoydim, says the Gemara, was Shabbos. Not like the prick Rabbi Eliezer. HaKomoydim, was Shabbos. So because of these are all the days of Yom Shinitah by Torah. That's what even Rabbi Eliezer holds. That the halacha is, in this case, it's going to be Be'ino Nami Lechem. But what's the obvious question? The obvious question, I understand. This is the day you got the Torah. Today's the day. Today's the day to be Lochem. Just the opposite. Today's the day to be Lashem. And it doesn't make sense. If you would tell me that Rabbi Eliezer says usually you could go kulei lachem, kulei lachem. How come moedim batzeres to be in the nami lachem? Of course, Yom Shinitah by Torah. How come moedim bepurim because hadi kabul me'achashveis? Let's commemorate, remember that we renewed our vows with Hashem at Purim. How come moedim to be in nami lachem? That makes perfect. But lachem? Why would it be lachem? So in the past, we have a rate bite on this. We spoke at a dover nifla from the Beis Halevi, but that's not for today. Ein Beis Medrash b'loy chiddush. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, why is it how come moedim batzeres to be in onami lachem? Rashi Psochim 68b says Rashi she yismach boy b'maychal b'mishta, because on Shavuos you have to be happy with maychal b'mishta laharos to show. To show the world, to show the people around you, to show your chaverim, to show your shcheinim, to show the people that you're trying to inspire, the people that you're trying to bring closer to Hashem, that today is such a geshmaka day, that today I'm going to have meichel, I'm going to have mishta. You know why you have to have lochem on Shavuos? It's not for you. Rabbi Eliezer understands that there are people that don't need meichel. If there was anyone who understood it, it was Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer's Teiras Rashbi. Not anyone understood it. Rabbi Eliezer was the one that understood it. But you know what? The tiefkeit is not about you. The point is to show other people. It's Laharis. I saw Rabbi Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo, in the Ha'ara, right before the one I just mentioned. He says, Laharis Lacherim, that don't understand what you understand. You're so pumped up with a Gemara. You're getting excited over something. And maybe the person next to you doesn't chap. So you know what you have to do? You have to show him that your Torah is Gishmak. You have to think about him also, not just about you. It's about the other guy as well. And as well, that he may not chap, that if you sit by his boinded this on top of a mountain the entire Shavuos, because today's Yom Shinitah by Torah, and you're going to live Hakom Moedim to be in Nami Lashem. He may think, that I don't understand it, I can't relate to it. This, look at this. Today's the day he got the Torah, and he's sitting on a mountain somewhere. He doesn't understand what you're getting so high over. He'll chap. As a result, you need to be sensitive to him. See, now he's sensitive to him. You do something that he could relate to. You have to be sensitive to the people around you. And therefore, being that not every person can appreciate what it means to have Yani Beis Hayayin Zumatan Torah. So you know what you do? You have to have a glass of wine. And that has to be Michael. Because if today's Yom Shinitah by Torah, you have to make sure that you act in a way. Forget about for you. It's not about you. Laharois, like the Chassam Sofer. Laharois, Shuvu Lechem Lo Yolechem. Not like Chanoich, like Avram Avinu. You have to be thinking about not just yourself. You can communicate with us. Rabbi Eliezer's Madrega was a tremendous Madrega. Rabbi Eliezer said, you want to prav my Madrega on Pesach?
Fine. You want to prav my madrega on Sukkot? That's also fine. But yom shenitna by Torah, you have a responsibility. Today is a day of Kabbalah Satorah. What's Kabbalah Satorah mean? Not just my personal connection with the Torah, but what am I doing to make sure the people around me are also strengthening their chizik? You know how you do that? If on yom Kabbalah Satorah you're besimcha, you're shikr, and you're flying, and you show that today's a special day, and come to my suda, you're gonna inspire other people. It's very hard to inspire people if all you are is Lashem. But if you can incorporate a little bit of Lachem, if that's something you're able to do, that's the way you're going to inspire the people around you. And that's why Hakom Oidim Batzeres, because that's the day we receive the Torah. Hakom Oidim Bepurim, that's the day we will Makabel Torah Bahava, Hodi Kabul Mechashverish. Hakom Oidim Erev Yom Kippur, that's the day we receive the Luchay Shniyos. And Hakom Oidim, even B'Shabbos, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, because Shabbos is also Yom Shinin by Torah. We need to be uber sensitive on this day to show how happy. If there's any association with today and Kabbalah Satorah, we have to be pumped. That's what we have to do. And not just for ourselves internally, on a level that we understand it, but on a level that the people around us will understand it. And it's not for us, it's laharos. That's the diuk, b'loshoyno yazov shol Rashi. It's laharos. It's to be able to show everyone around us, either way, to be continued in Yetzir Shem on the next stuff.